from NBC show Songland. He's from Sturbridge, native here. We got Sam James on the phone. What's up, Sam?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well. How was your experience of being on the show? It's a pretty big show for NBC.
Yeah, you know what? It was crazy. I didn't know if it was going to connect because, you know, songwriters is something I do every day. So I didn't know if it was going to be one of those things that missed. But I think people are really into it. It was cool. It was a great experience.
I know. I think people for the first time are like, wait, the artists don't always write their own songs. And they're realizing that there's this whole other underground of like songwriters that are the reason why some of these main artists have even gotten discovered.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I think that, you know, as a songwriter, like, it starts with us, which is kind of cool. And, I mean, there's this whole underground world of people that are just sitting in studios and all over the world just writing tunes. And it's great. Yeah, it's cool. Like, I guess when you're on the inside of it, you don't realize people don't understand that
right.
You write music. But it's just been a really great experience. I mean, it's opened a lot of doors for me. So
I bet it has.
That's great.
My question for you is why did you pick John Legend? Of all the people that you were going to pitch to on the show, what was it about John Legend that made you think that song would connect with him?
All right, well, full disclosure, I didn't pick. So...
The magic behind the scenes.
Yes, the magic that we find behind the scenes after the fact. Okay, so you had no choice in who you got to choose the song for. To anyone who's not seen the show, basically from what I can understand, is that you sing the song that you've written to the panel of judges, you're pitching to one person in particular, and then you get their feedback whether or not they like it, they don't, if they want to cut you or cut that song on an artist maybe that they're working with or not. Is that the premise of the show?
Yes, exactly. So, okay. I mean, it's a really cool process, and I think that they've been developing the show for a while. That's exactly how it goes. So, like, they'll, you know, you submit music to them, and then, you know, they kind of pair you off with, like, what they think.
Your feedback that you're getting from a lot of people, are they saying, why didn't you pitch to Shane McAnally then?
Well, you know, dude, Shane is the best. I love that guy. And,
yeah.
And he's been, like, really, ever since the show, like, he's been really super helpful and a big champion for me and really, like, sharing a lot of my social stuff.
Good.
There's no one better in the country world than Shane McAnally to do that for you. And when I was listening to your song, Shine Down, I was like, Florida Georgia Line. 100%, you know what I mean? And so that to me was like, it could cross over into the country market. Is that who you wrote it for and intended it to be for?
You know, we wrote the song. I wrote the song with a buddy of mine, Carlo Colasacco, who's starting to become a pretty big producer, and also James Slater. And I don't know if you know James, but James, he wrote, like, In My Daughter's Eyes for Martina McBride.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote Mexicoma, Tim McGraw, lots of big records. High Cost of Living, Jamie Johnson, just really big country records. And we just, you know, I mean, I write country music every day. So, you know, sometimes you have people in mind. Definitely FGL was in our mind when we're writing it. Definitely Zac Brown. You know, and it didn't end up with them because we ended up pitching it to John and then it started to get crazy exposure, so we ended up just releasing it ourselves.
That's what my next question was. You've gotten all this live feedback from the judges, and some of it was great. It was like, if you haven't seen it, I just watched it, and John is like, no, I would never sing that bridge. This is what I would do. And my question was going to be for you is, what do you do now with the song? So you've released it as your own artist?
Yeah, so you know what? I've been around for a while, and a lot of people in Massachusetts have been so supportive of me, you know, for the last decade, which has just been incredible. You know, I grew up in Worcester, so it's nice to have the local support. So I was like, you know what? I've got a platform now. I mean, it's been seen on the show. It's starting to get like hundreds of thousands of views online, and people are reaching out. And they're like, where can we get the song? Why can't we get the song? So I was like, I work for a publisher called BMG out of Nashville, and they were like, you know what? You should just put the song out. Let's just put it out. I was like, okay.
And so then, you're signed to a publishing deal right now?
I am. Yeah.
Congrats. That's great.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, they've been awesome. Chris Oglesby and Koss Weaver out of Nashville are, you know, they're my guys.
Have you had any cuts with anyone else yet, or are you kind of in the beginning stages of getting your songs pitched?
So I've got some really cool cuts coming out this summer, but I can't. Some of them I can't talk about. One that I can talk about is I just did a song with Bebe Rexha, and that's going to be on this new movie coming out called Abominable.
Okay. Bebe Rexha, loving getting with those country people a little bit. She's never heard of any of them, but she loves to get with them and sing with them.
Because she knows she it's does. The best genre ever.
Of course she does. I've been friends with Bebe for about 7 years.
I love her to death, but I remember after Meant to Be came out and it was like a number one song, she was like, I didn't even know who Florida Georgia Line was.
I wish that she didn't say that, but
I love her anyway. I think she's great.
I like the honesty.
I love her to death. I mean, we're talking Bebe. You're talking about real people. She's going to tell you how it is. So
good.
But yeah, so we have a song coming out on Abominable, which is the DreamWorks movie. It's you can check out the trailers online. And then my first country is so funny. My first country cut was Spencer Baker from The Voice.
Okay.
She was on the finale of The Voice, and it was crazy. So they actually called us, and she sang the song live on The Voice last season, which was cool. So that was my first country cut. But I've got some crazy country cuts coming out this summer. But I don't want to.
Yeah, don't spoil the surprise.
Oh, no. We just know they're there. Yeah. We'll be ready for them and excited for them. Let's plug your show before we bounce real quick. You're going to be playing in Worcester?
Yeah, you know what? I am going to be playing on Sunday. We're doing like a little Father's Day celebration at the International in Bolton.
Cool.
Okay, in Bolton. Cool. What time is that? Is that just kind of like brunch time kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's like 12:30, 1 o'clock. So definitely come out and check that out. I spent most of my time in Nashville now, so it's just nice to be home, and I'm going to enjoy playing.
Sure.
Congratulations on your success right now. Follow it up. Keep on running, man, and we can't wait to keep on hearing your stuff. Make us proud.
Thanks so much. Everybody go download Shine Down. It's on all formats. Shameless plug I will give right now. So Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, and we actually debuted at number 36 on the country chart. So
great job, Sam James. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right.